VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. Relief for the victims of it. A powerful earthquake and tropical storm began flowing more quickly into Haiti on Thursday, but the Caribbean nation's lack of basic infrastructure is still presenting huge challenges to getting food and urgent medical care to all who is in need. Private relief supplies and shipments from the United States government and others were arriving in the southwestern peninsula, where the weekend quake struck, killing more than 2,100 people. Adding to the problems, a major hospital in the capital, Port-au-Prince, where many of the injured were being sent, was closed Thursday for a two-day shutdown to protest the kidnapping of two doctors, including one of the country's few orthopedic surgeons. The abductions dealt a blow to attempts to control criminal violence that has threatened disaster response efforts in the capital. The Taliban violently dispersed scattered protests for a second day on Thursday, as some people observed the country's Independence Day by carrying a large Afghan flag through the streets before being confronted by the Taliban. August 19th is the day Afghanistan gained independence from British rule in 1919. Witnesses at a protest in Assadabad said that more people were killed there, though it wasn't clear if they were killed by gunfire, a stampede, or both. The Taliban have sought to project moderation, and they say they want good, but they will face a difficult balancing act in making concessions to the West, satisfying their own hardline followers, and suppressing dissent. For more news, please join us at VOAnews.com by remote. This is VOA News. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of Americans and Afghan evacuations at Kabul Airport, constrained by obstacles ranging from armed Taliban checkpoints to paperwork problems. President Joe Biden vowed to stay in Afghanistan until all U.S. citizens who want to leave have been evacuated, as he stands firmly by his decision to leave the country, despite the chaos that has ensued. The president stressed that the U.S. military is now in control at the airport and evacuating thousands, with the goal of getting everyone who needs to be evacuated out, both American and Afghans, by August 31st, that is, or later, if needed. Pentagon officials said Thursday that to date, the U.S. military had evacuated 7,000 people in recent days, for a total of 12,000 evacuated since the end of July. Up to 15,000 Americans and tens of thousands of at-risk Afghans remain in Afghanistan after the Taliban took control of the country last weekend. Burkina Faso is observing 3 days of national mourning after suspected jihadists killed 49 people in an attack that raises fresh doubts about its armed forces. It was the third major attack on Burkina Faso troops in the past 2 weeks. The country's armed forces are poorly equipped, ill-trained, and face a highly mobile foe. Since the start of August, more than 90 people have died in attacks in the northern and northeast section of the country. The landlocked country has been battered for the past 6 years by jihadi attacks from neighboring Mali. Here in the U.S., Capitol Police arrested a North Carolina man after he had claimed to have explosives in his parked truck. The 49-year-old man surrendered and was taken into custody after hours of negotiations and evacuations around the U.S. Capitol Thursday. After the driver had surrendered, police said they searched the truck, found bomb-making materials, but no functioning bomb. Police have not disclosed what the suspect's motives may have been, and no charges have been announced as of late Thursday. And a Florida judge now allowing a lawsuit to go forward that challenges an order by the state's governor that blocks school districts from mandating mask wearing in schools. Meantime, in Palm Beach County, where parents were allowed to opt out of the mask wearing, hundreds have contracted COVID infections after 1 week of classes. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.